Good morning and welcome to today's Daily Inspiration. Today, we're going to be discussing the parable of the sower, Matthew 13, 3-9, and 18-23. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, is where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into the ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth it away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receives it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So what is he saying here? Well, Jesus is telling us the story of a sower who was going out to spread seeds. Don't get the picture of a little garden that we planted as children with the perfectly furrowed soil and seeds spaced out every inch at just the right depth. You know, the picture here is more like a man trying to reseed his yard. He has a big bag of grass seed, and he's letting it fly, tossing handfuls of seed, hoping some of them will take root and grow. Some of those seeds are going to land on good soil, and some aren't. They might hit the sidewalk or land on a rocky patch or in some weeds. Today, we're going to focus on those rocky patches. You see, when the sower threw seeds that fell in the rocky patches, Jesus said they immediately sprung up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. The idea here is that the soil was shallow and thin because there were so many rocks and stones in the way. There was enough soil to sprout, but not enough to grow. The roots couldn't penetrate the rocks. If you have ever tried working in soil like this, you know that this is what this is all about. If you want your plants to thrive, you have to get equipment to bust up the rocks, pull them out of the ground, and get them out of your way. Now, a bald patch in your yard is one thing, but one in our hearts is quite another. And, of course, that's what Jesus is talking about here. That's what we just read. That's what he's saying to us. Jesus cares about gardens. He planted the most beautiful one the world has ever known, Eden. But he cares even more about our hearts, yours and mine. The seed is the gospel, the truth of his word. If it's going to, it can't be in rocky soil. It can't be in a heart of stone. It has to be in a heart of flesh. At the outset of our journey together, it would be good to check out our own soil. Are there hard things in our hearts? Are there hard things in your hearts and mine that will prevent the root of God's truth from penetrating down deep? You know, I'm talking about things such as bitterness, a lack of forgiveness, an uncaring attitude, selfishness. We can't afford to jest ourselves about this. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, said Jesus. You know, he said, Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Jesus forgives all of our failings, but when we hold on to certain things that make it difficult for God's word to take root in our hearts, it's as if we're setting obstacles in our own path for the God first life. We're setting obstacles in our own path that contribute to our own destruction. We may start out all enthusiastic and zealous and steadfast, but then the hardships come and we shrink and wither. And the hardships will come just as surely as the sun rises. And that's doubly true. Once we decide to put God first in our life. So let me ask you, do you think Satan's happy about that choice? All Satan cares about is stealing, killing, destroying. All he cares about is messing us up. If we allow these rocks and stones to sit there in our soil, we make it very difficult to come through those times of trial and testing. What we need to do is get out the tiller, the shovel, and the pick, and ask Jesus to go to work in our hearts so his truth can really get down deep in our hearts and grow. Let us pray. Jesus, search our heart and help us to find those hard places in our lives. Are there any wrongs that we haven't forgiven? Or are we holding on to any selfish and offensive attitudes that keep us from being open to your grace, your love, and your truth? Lord Jesus, we want to put you first. Help us to remove any and all obstacles in our way to your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us ponder and meditate on this. Identifying the biggest rock that we can think of in our lives. Then let's do something about that rock. And I don't mean later, today. If it's bitterness, we need to start asking God to neutralize it. If it's selfishness, we need to look for a way to serve someone today. If it's a lack of forgiveness, we either need to make a point to forgive or ask God for the grace to do so. Whatever we do, let us not wait. The noonday sun is coming around again soon. May God be with you. And maybe walk in faith and truth today and every day. Thanks for joining us for the Daily Inspiration. And have a blessed day.